The exhibit features four Matisse art books, printed in very limited runs, between 20 and 200 copies each. Their portfolio-sized pages are individually framed and hang on the gallery walls. The first piece, Boyer points out, The Afternoon of a Faun, pairs black and white line drawings with poems from the French symbolist Stéphane Mallarmé.
What's great about this particular work by Matisse is that it echoes so clearly some of his masterpieces in painting, like The Bathers. The challenge here, though, and what makes an exhibition like this so exciting is, first of all, it's difficult enough to even understand French symbolist poetry, but you now get to try to sort out the connection between the image that emerges from Matisse and the spectacular series of texts by one of the most important poets of the 20th century.
And we should point out there's a translation provided here if you're not fluent in French.
Thank you very much. In fact, we've worked very hard to supplement the exhibition with translations everywhere that we can, and I think you're right. It's going to bring a great deal of comfort but also insight to the visitor at the show.
How does he get so much movement, so much energy, so much life into a simple, what appears to be a simple line drawing?
And to your point, what appears to be a simple line drawing, it's the great accomplishment of so many of these powerful modern artists is that they do achieve this sense of activity and, shall we say, corpulence and his fascination with the female nude with the most eloquent telegraphic brevity of line. And, you know, it's like that old joke about Mark Twain, I'm sorry this letter is so long, it would have been shorter if I'd had more time. The ability to distill these wonderful images and all the dynamic action of these various figures in this particular image to such a simple series of lines, that's part of the great accomplishment that you see in the work of Matisse.
After having cancer surgery in 1941, Matisse lost his ability to stand in front of an easel, so the artist turned to drawing and later to paper cutouts. He called it painting with scissors, and it was that bold, colorful style that he brought to the 1947 book, Jazz.
This is such a dynamic and buoyant and joyful series of images, and it's an expression of his energy and kind of dynamic connection to a period of remarkable invention. You know, he talks about what it's like to fly in an airplane or in fast cars. Matisse, too, understood the modern vision, the sense of the future, the importance of inventiveness and collaboration among jazz artists, and all of that is captured here in this wonderful suite of, you're right, beautifully and brilliantly colored works.
Matisse wrote the text of Jazz himself, and he offers this explanation for the large, curvy script that accompanies his colorful cutouts. These pages will serve only to accompany my colors, just as asters help in the composition of a bouquet of more important flowers.
This particular piece actually is called The Cowboys. So there is a real awareness of the vitality of American life in the work of all of the greatest 20th century European modernists. And Matisse very much knew what life was like in our country, and yet here, happily, he relied upon one of the most energizing and, in his mind, authentic stereotypes in American culture. And you have these two black figures that are connected as though by a lasso against this very brilliant series of vertical bands in green and blue and in white. And even in this black cutout, this silhouette of the two figures, there's a great dynamism and energy and a joyfulness in the kind of, what's the best way to describe it? A completely convincing animation of forms, despite the absolute simplicity of their rendering.
That's Beckler Museum President and CEO John Boyer. Art Books of Henri Matisse is on display through Labor Day. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden.